goes at the Eagles 48. Hurts looks. He starts to run. He fumbles the football. And it is recovered by the Chiefs. And running all the way in for a touchdown, it is Nick Bolton.
Yep.
There's the biggest mistake of the game.
You cannot have turnovers in this type of game. He mishandles the football.
And that's how this game could change.
Merrill felt that right there. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Maybe the only mistake Jalen Hurts made that particular night in Arizona. He was awesome, but the Eagles lost that one. They won it 2 years later. He was awesome in that game, too. 215-592-9494. All right, let's have the discussion. Our wins a quarterback stat. I mean, we've danced around this. I mean, it really kind of feels like the central thing that just undercuts the whole Jalen Hurts conversation for years here. Where do you come down? Not just Jalen, but just in general. Our wins a quarterback stat. Of course, the Phillies here with yesterday's loss to the Mets. Are you in or you're out of them as a World Series team? All right, before we go to the phones here, we got caught up. Kyle, your take on wins as a QB stat.
Are you sure you want my take?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's going to annoy you. It's probably going to annoy you.
Oh, good.
It's going to annoy everybody listening.
We'll band together.
Yeah.
If you annoyed you.
I guess, like, I just don't think it's as black and white as you guys make it seem. Like, I think it depends. I think it depends who you are.
What do you mean?
Are you the engine that drives, like, over a very long period of time, right? You can usually see, if you look at a list of all-time wins leaders at quarterback, you know, the top, like, seven or eight are, like, the all-time greats. But You know what else you see next to those names? You see MVPs.
Yeah.
You see things like that, like individual accolades that show that you are the driving force behind why your team wins. Like, we do this on a smaller scale with individual games, right? Like, we come out of a game where, say, just for instance, Adoree Jackson's getting cooked up and down the field. He's letting up 150 yards, 3 touchdowns, right? But Zach Bond has 3 picks and a forced fumble, and, you know, like, we're going out to the game. That's the Zach Bond game. That's the Zach Bond game. But nobody's given the win credit to Adoree Jackson, who got cooked. Like, you know it when you see it almost, right? And I don't think that it's just as blanket as you guys are making it seem. We used to do this with pitching wins all the time.
That's a good point. And then we stopped because we realized it was flawed.
Because it's not like pitchers aren't going deep into games anymore. Starting pitchers are very rarely the case nowadays. The driving force, like, going all 9 innings behind while you're so we sort of got that out of our vocabulary. I think once, over a long period of time, you show that you are the catalyst, you're winning with multiple different iterations of the roster, whether it's a different defense or, you know, fewer weapons or new coach, whatever, then I think it starts to become more clear. So all that's just to say, not for everybody, but for some, there's, I think, some exceptions that you can say that wins are a quarterback stat for.
I think that's fair.
Circumstantial, you're saying.
And I think that's fair. And I think that we are at the crossroads when it comes to Jalen right now. And I feel like this year is going to tell a lot about exactly what you're talking about. Because since Jalen has been the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, it's been polarizing. And there's been players that are playing right now that feel like he has benefited tremendously from the roster that he is playing on. And I'll say to those guys, I don't know any NFL team out there, all 32, that are not trying to strengthen their roster and put better talent around anybody that they play with. You know, you talk about even on the defensive side of the ball, you hear about teams going out and getting 1 and 2 guys. We're sitting here talking about getting Max Crosby to pair with the guy, Grenard, that we got from Minnesota and to make the defense better. So to me, that's just the argument that people have. Just for the sake of arguing. Yeah. No disrespect, but it's Jalen's being penalized. But Jalen's being penalized because Howie has done a tremendous job of putting talent around him. Now, to your point, the watershed moment, the coming to Jesus moment for Jalen's gonna be AJ's gone.
Well, sure. Right. So
now he has to step up.
And to make this about Jalen, I'm not even saying I can change my tune on, you know, Jalen goes out there with no A.J. Brown, finally, like, an entirely new offense, right? Because the reality of Jalen is he's been in the same offense, different play callers, yes, but it's been the same offense for years, right? They're a switch in that. Jalen takes this thing on. He goes, you know, plays to an MVP level. No A.J. Brown, and he really looks like the engine that's driving
right,
this team.
Right. Like at 22. In 22, he did that.
Exactly. Then I think it would make more sense to me to attribute wins to him in that way. But, like, I think really what we're boiling this discussion down to is because this is about 2024, because we do the Super Bowl MVP versus how good the team was.
Yeah.
Chicken or the egg, right, basically.
Sure. I don't think in 2024 that he was the engine of the team.
He wasn't.
I know it's not like me taking a hard stance one way or the other. I really think it depends.
I just feel like I've seen, and move Jalen out for a second. I've seen too many examples of great quarterbacks have losing seasons because their team stunk. And I've seen too many examples of mediocre quarterbacks, or good ones, have great seasons because their team was good. Like, Joe Flacco has a lot of wins. Joe Flacco was pretty good for his Baltimore days. He wasn't great. Who's better, Matthew Stafford or Joe Flacco? Not even close. Matthew Stafford, all he did is lose in Detroit. That's why, like, the wins thing has never made sense. It just feels like it's too... Before I go to the phones, I'll go back to Jalen. And you might think this is crazy. I mean this. Let's live in a world for just for hypothetical. The Eagles defense has a rash of injuries this year. They are not good. Jalen Hurts plays great football, and they go 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more willing and excited to bring him back and pay him if he does that rather than they go 12-5 and
he
plays like last year. And that's, to me, that's why wins and losses.
The devil's in the details.
Right. So, like, it's not just because I think some people might say 12 wins, got to bring him back. If he doesn't play well, I don't want to bring him back. But if he plays great and they happen to lose 10 games and it's not his fault, I'm not going to sit here and call him a loser. I'm going to say, bring him back. He's evolving.
The best use of wins as a quarterback stat, I think, is almost like a tiebreaker in a way. If you have your Manning or your Brady...
Brady kept winning.
And you think that they're comparable?
Yeah, Brady kept winning.
Then Brady has the wins, right? Like, so I think it's fair to do that. But I don't, like, when it's so obvious that one guy is a better player or better individual player, more talented than the other, and it's not comparable in that field, then the wins do nothing for me. They just don't.
It just feels like we use wins when it's not impressive and we don't acknowledge when a guy plays well and he loses.
Well, and I'm going to make this about Jalen again. The wins with Jalen thing is really the only thing people have.
Well, that's probably why it's been so strong.
That's why it's sensitive.
And since the last few years, at least, because he has played great in the past. Slick Rick in West Philly's up. Slick Rick.
Fellas.
Slick Rick. What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Let's see.
What the deal is, my man. So, listen, you my guy also. However, today, I don't know when you're going down the shore or whatever, man, but have a good weekend because you're delusional on this one, man.
Okay, tell me why. Tell me why.
And allow me to tell you why. Because just what you just said out of your mouth just now when you were saying about, all right, God forbid they have injuries on the defensive side and they go 7-10, but Jalen plays good. At the end of the day, man, the bottom line is winning games, man.
Sure, for the team. But like, Jalen's one guy. He's just one guy.
But he's the main guy.
Sure.
He's the main guy, man. He's going to be the person that either drives or wrecks the train. You understand? He's a conductor, man. Like, good, bad, and different. The fact remains is, all right, if he has a turnover, who knows like I do. If a quarterback turns the ball over and then the defense is back out on the field and they're in the red zone, it's like, yo, like that's bad versus them. I threw a pick in the end zone. Yeah, we should have had a touchdown, but at least I give my defense a chance. So I played semi-pro ball, all right? Never NFL, never had dreams of that. However, I've been there. I've laced them up. I put the helmet on. First of all, you're only as good as your offensive line, A. And the bottom line is winning the game, man. Like, you're overanalyzing the situation.
No, I don't think I am. I just think it's unfair. If Jalen plays great and we all see it with our eyes, like, did you think he was a loser in the first Super Bowl?
He played phenomenal. I think he should have been MVP, honestly, my opinion.
So then you're with me. So it's not about the win and the loss. It's about how he played. Your evaluation of him was how he played. You didn't knock him because they didn't win the game.
No. See, you're changing the whole. Hold on.
I'm not
you're
changing
going
it.
For one game. It's the Super Bowl, and it's one game.
Right.
But you're over magnifying that one game. I'm going on a whole season.
Right, but what if the whole season, but extrapolate it. What if the whole season looked like that Super Bowl where he played like that, but they lose? How am I saying he's not good? Like, I would sit here and say he's great. I wouldn't make it about wins and losses. That's my thing.
So I just have a quick question for you, Joe. This is directly for you.
Okay.
So you're basing Jalen Hurts' contract on his performance.
Yes!
It doesn't matter. Let's just exaggerate.
Yes! We did it! We found it! I'm basing my evaluation on Jalen Hurts on his performance. Why am I speaking different language?
And he has won.
No. That's not what Slick Rick said or I said. His performance. Not the win and the loss. Performance.
But see, Joe, this is the thing. This is where I think we're splitting hairs. Because you might not like the way that Jalen's getting it done, right? It might not look traditional, right? But he's getting it done.
The team is.
See, that's the thing.
No, but I just answered Slick Rick's question.
But that's where we're at impasse.
So let me ask you then. If my scenario I painted, defense has a rash of injuries. Jalen plays at an impeccable level. We all say, come in every Monday, we say, Jalen play great, Jalen play great.
Saying,
and they
Joe,
lose. You're going to say move on because he's a losing quarterback?
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But Dalton Tom. Do you think that, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. The year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Do you think Tanner McKee could have gotten us to the Super Bowl with the team we had?
Probably like not.
San Diego told us we'd have been the one seed.
So, I don't think so.
Okay, so that within itself right there makes Jalen different because he was able. It does,
no,
Joe.
But
these are one of those unquantifiable things that I'm trying to tell you about on a daily basis.
Okay, but you're comparing Jalen Hurts to a sixth round backup, not the rest of the starting quarterbacks.
Jalen,
he's obviously better than Tanner McKee.
The year when did Jalen go to Super Bowl? Second year, third year in the league.
Second as a starter.
Third year in the league.
Second as a starter.
He was great that year.
Okay, that second as a starter. Do you think if Tanner McKee was here, he could have got y'all to the Super Bowl?
I'm not understanding why we're comparing him to a backup quarterback that has no track record of playing well.
But what I'm telling you, what I'm saying is this. Jalen, in his second year as a starter,
right,
had the moxie, whatever it was, to get you to the Super Bowl.
He played great that year.
I loved him that season. He played great.
So that's what we're talking. Like, that's why Jalen is revered the way that he's revered.
But that year he played better.
Joe, but the bottom line is this. Did he play like a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or anybody like that? Was his numbers comparable?
Runner-up MVP? No,
You know what his numbers were comparable to? Because I know this.
Nah, Hugh.
They were comparable to Marcus Mariota's numbers.
Hugh, you're wrong on this.
Well, Joe, you can go look at the stats.
I tried to explain this to you. That he was throwing touchdowns at a...
Go look at his stats, Joe.
Hugh, because they were up 28-0 in the second quarter, so they pulled back.
The bottom line is... When you look, go anybody that's listening to this show, go look at Jalen Hurts' stats the year they went to the Super Bowl and look at Marcus Mariota's stats game for game.
You're diminishing his numbers. You're diminishing his numbers.
No, I'm not diminishing
his numbers. He was on pace for 5,000 yards of offense.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Joe, is that Marcus Mariota had damn near the same statistical season as Jalen, but Jalen went to the Super Bowl because Jalen was different. No, that's what Jalen is different.
Jalen played better football. He was on pace for 5,000 yards of offense before
he got
hurt.
We like him.
I don't understand what you're talking about. The Jalen that played in 22 was second in MVP voting.
Okay, did you look at the stats?
I remember them. I watched it. I was here the whole time.
Because he was only throwing for like 30. He probably didn't throw over 30 times a game.
It's frustrating to me. You're not listening to me.
I'm listening to you, Joe.
Hugh, you're a football player. You always like tell us that, right? If you're up 30-0, you're not throwing in the second half.
But we're trying to sit here and we're talking about Jalen's numbers and his performance. If you go look at the stats, his performance per game was about the same as Marcus Mariota.
Why? Why was it like that?
No, I'm not talking about the why. I'm telling
but
you what.
That's the whole point of all these conversations.
Well, okay. Doesn't this just illustrate that stats need context to that?
No, it needs context for you. It doesn't have to have context for me.
No,
he's a winner. Bottom line, he won the game.
Well,
He could do it. He won the game.
It's
not a problem for me. It's a problem for you. It's not a problem for me.
Well, it's a problem for the sake of the conversation because that doesn't because we can't have a discussion off of that.
Because you want to feel comfortable in your position in this conversation. I'm okay with Jalen winning the way he's been winning because he's made it clear.
You were talking about Dalton coming in this year.
I said he has to prove it this year because he's going into his
right. So his performance matters.
It matters this year. Of course it does.
But they just won 11 games last year.
But what we try to do here, We try to diminish everything he's accomplished.
No,
time out. Why are we making this about diminishing?
Time out. The only person diminishing Jalen in this segment is you, by comparing to Marcus Mariota.
No, I'm telling you what the stats say, because we like to use stats on this show.
No, because the stats are misleading. You can't disagree with this. If you were up 28-0 in the second quarter because your quarterback has dominated, you're going to pull back throwing the ball. Would you agree with that very simple baseline?
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Joe,
so
fine.
You cannot compare it to a losing team.
I can compare it when you're talking about stats. When I sit here and say Jalen statistically had a better year last year than the year before, the first thing you say, you can't compare because it's not the same thing. I'm doing the same thing that you do on a daily basis.
No, you're not.
Okay. Okay.
But you're not.
Okay.
Because you've chosen to use certain stats, and then we're talking about others.
Like, you don't you do the same thing.
It's an illogical point to say he's close to Mariota. It doesn't matter.
Joe, I said he had the same season that Mariota had, and Mariota was losing.
He did not.
When you look at the stats.
I have the stats
right
now.
The year they went to the Super Bowl.
I have Mariota threw for 2,000 yards that year. He stunk.
Hugh,
what was his stats game by game?
He had a 61% completion percentage.
You know what? The stats, he was throwing the ball at the same clip as Marquez Mariota was going.
9 interceptions.
And he was throwing the clip that Marcus Mariota was throwing.
Doesn't this hurt your point?
No, it does not hurt my point. Okay. The bottom line is, you're making the stats seem, you use stats to make it seem like whatever you want to make it seem, but Jalen Hurts
I'm just trying to put context to the numbers.
Okay, that's fine. No, you know what? It's cool.
I don't understand. I'm trying to have a conversation. I don't get it. We all watched Jalen in
2022.
And I'm trying to explain
it to you.
He played great. He played great in 2022.
Okay, so
great.
Was his season last year better than the one he had the year before that? Under Petullo?
No.
Statistically.
He went.
About to make me beat that word up.
But I don't understand. How could you just decide he goes down in five stats and that's okay? He was worse. Also, we don't need all these stats. We have eyes. He didn't play well last year. In 22, he finished second in MVP voting.
No, what I'm trying to get you to see is, I know he didn't play well. But when you look at his stats, like we're trying to use now, his stats were better than the year that he had before that.
Okay.
They were better.
Is a win a stat?
To me, for a quarterback, yes,
okay.
It is.
So if you want to take stats out of it, then take stats out of it. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
If he was statistically better last year, is your point, then 24, they won the Super Bowl in 24. They won more. The year that he wasn't according to you.
He was better last year. That, you remember when we was talking about Kevin Petullo?
We
was talking about Kevin Petullo was bad and everything, and I would sit here and say, well, hey, statistically he was better than he was the year before. You was like, oh, that don't count.
No, that's the point. They're not winning as much with better volume stats.
Okay. Right. Let's go to Bruce in Wallingford. Maybe he can help us out because we're tripped up.
Well, Slick Rick was there.
I am sorry. We'll get
Slick.
Back to him.
Okay, far. Sorry. Slick.
Bruce?
Bruce,
good morning.
You guys, good morning. Good morning. I think your interpretation of the statistic is flawed. And as the third guy on your show, I forget his name.
Kyle.
Stated.
Who knows?
It's not so black and so white.
I agree with that. I think it's not a black and
white thing.
Yep.
That number next to Jalen Hurts' name, which says, 60, whatever it says, 68 and 22 or whatever that
number is,
which is a very impressive number, is only indicative of the fact that Jalen Hurts played in games that his team won at that rate. So, that's all it means, because it's a team sport. He can't win without the other guys that are on the team. He can't win without a great offensive line. He can't win without a decent defense.
I agree.
And if he gets
Bruce, I agree. And he can also lose when he does great and they don't help him, and that's happened.
And it's odd to me that when it comes to Jalen, for whatever reason, all of those things are always brought up and just say that, hey, the guy just wins. That's what's annoying, because it's like we try to split hairs and pick out different things that Jalen does different or does wrong. Jalen wins football games. That's the bottom line. And in the NFL, this is a bottom line business. So you can pick out and cherry pick stats all you want. It's a bottom line business.
That's exactly
and you know
right.
what? The bottom line is, he figures out ways to win.
Yeah, sometimes. But sometimes he can't be. He's
Guess
not
who
given
else
the
doesn't
win
all
win.
The time? Guess who else doesn't win all the time? Tom Brady. But we don't talk about that with him. We talk about it with Jalen, though.
I don't understand.
What is it that you don't understand?
No, we sit here.
We'll have
no,
whole, that's you know true. What, Bruce? I'm talking right now. We sit here all day long, and we sit here, and we talk about, oh, it wasn't Jalen, it was Saquon. Oh, it wasn't Jalen, it was so-and-so-and-so. Jalen was the quarterback, bottom line. He was the quarterback. He was the one that – he was the straw that stirred the drink. Whether or not he had a good game or not, he figured out a way to win.
What's the point of watching the game then and seeing who did what?
That's for when we do a show. But at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts was the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles that won the Super Bowl and won the MVP.
But like, I feel the same way about Troy Aikman in the 90s. Troy Aikman wasn't a great player. Now, he played
Troy
well.
Aikman's in the Hall of Fame, though.
That's wonderful. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman
– wow.
Well, Troy Aikman didn't drag them there. Troy Aikman was on a great football team. I don't assign – do you sign all those wins to Troy Aikman?
Was he the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
You know
when they
the
won?
Answer to that. Awesome. Do you as a fan assign all those wins to Troy Aikman?
No, as a former football player, I do.
I just don't like of all and the things you said today. Again, you played the game,
and again, it's not. Some things are not meant for you to understand, but that's just the way it is.
So you had nothing to do with the wins.
You know what? It was Donovan, the quarterback of the team when he was playing. Uh-huh. It was on him. We helped him out tremendously, though.
That's the whole point of this. That's what I mean.
No, it's not. Okay,
you helped out Donovan.
Okay, it is.
Midday Show. Scott Fransky next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.